The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
We hear about the Beatitudes in the Gospel this morning. And oftentimes, the Beatitudes are linked to the Ten Commandments. There is a difference between the two. The Ten Commandments, extrinsic behavior. Beatitudes go to the disciple and the interior. Best description of the Beatitudes. Summing up the Beatitudes, I heard from Rick Torfs. He's a canon law professor in Europe. Quick-witted individual. Sarcastic in 5 or 6 different languages. And he was all proud of himself when he came up with this. The Beatitudes, and he summed up as, "Blessed are those who know that they are not all that and a bag of chips." In other words, the Beatitudes are about a disciple's stance, motivation, where we start from, recognition that we are needy and wanting, recognition that we are not the center of the universe, that not everything revolves around us, but that we can't do it all on our own, that we need help, because we can't save ourselves only with God. And if we recognize that in ourselves, that we are wanting and needy, we're able to recognize that in our brothers and sisters. When we recognize that we're not all that in a bag of chips, when we're not pompous, arrogant, full of ourselves, that leaves room for God. And that leaves room to recognize our wants and needs. And then we can see that in others. And so that stance of the disciple, that we are not first, but God is first. The other is first. And so when we start from there, from that interior motivation to reach out to brothers and sisters, to take that same stance as the Master, as Jesus, to meet the needs of every person that we encounter. Now, you can link that to the annual appeal, but it's much more than that for a disciple. It's every interaction that we have, that we will love as the Lord loves, that we will minister as the Lord ministers, that we will walk in the footsteps of Christ, not because of anything extrinsic, but because it comes from within. And it is simply who we are as disciples, allowing God to be a part of us and motivated to share God with all we meet.